Hello, welcome back to Kennedy Sports Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Kennedy Severo, and in today's episode, I'll be talking about F1 or Formula One racing. Recently, I have gotten into F1, and it's a very, very interesting sport. Why? Well, you'll have to stay tuned for the following reasons why. Here we go.
To Kenny the Sports Guy Podcast.
So, you might be asking yourself, what is Formula One? And why am I doing an episode on it? I bet the first question you have is it like NASCAR? The answer to that is a big resounding no.
No! No!
To those who don't know what F1 is, it is the highest class of international auto racing for single-seated Formula cars sanctioned by the Fédération Internationale d'Automobile. It was founded in 1950 and today has 20 drivers, including 7-time world champion Lewis Hamilton, who is considered to be the Tom Brady of F1. There are over 20 constructors, aka corporations, in F1, including Alfa Romeo, Ferrari, Mercedes, Red Bulls, and Aston Martin. Every year there has been over 20 races, with the exception of 2020. It was shortened to 17 races due to the COVID-19 pandemic. It is held in countries all over the world. So why should you watch F1?
Why?
What do you mean why? Because you can't.
Why?
Because you just can't, okay? Trust me on this.
Well, let me give you 5 reasons why you should be watching Formula One racing. Number one, the competition.
You ain't first, you're last. You know what I'm talking about? That phrase, trademark, not to use it as a tradition to Ricky Bobby.
When you think of competition, Formula One does not come to mind. You're probably thinking that they just show up and race and call it a day. No.
No! No!
I recommend you to watch the Drive to Survive series on Netflix. Seriously, it's fantastic. In Formula One, each constructors have 2 drivers each. For example, Mercedes has 2 drivers, Lewis Hamilton and Valtteri Bottas. You would think that both drivers would work in harmony for the sake of their constructors, right? Well, both of the drivers have the competitive spirit in them, and they both want to win. It might get a bit awkward at the podium if Hamilton beats Bottas one time. Number 2 is just like WWE.
If you're some man, what the Rock is cooking.
But with racing multi-million dollar cars instead of wrestling with wrestlers. Stories in WWE are built up in weekly shows leading up to the pay-per-view. Fans tune in the pay-per-view to see the story unfold. Formula One is somewhat similar. Stories in F1 are built up in the media, who can be very, very ruthless.
Max, why have you had so many accidents?
I don't know. And like I said in the beginning of this press conference, I got really tired of all the questions, so yeah. I think if I get a few more, I'll headbutt someone.
And the story unfolds on the day of the race. Like in WWE, they have heels and faces, bad guys and good guys. An example of this could be legendary Formula One racer Michael Schumacher, who started out as a heel character. During the final race of the 1994 season, Schumacher led the race on lap 35 when he went off track and hit the wall, with his right side wheels returning to the track at reduced speed with car damage, but still leading the race. Damien Hill, who was trailing Schumacher, attempted to pass on the inside, but Schumacher turned sharply and collided with Hill. Both cars were eliminated from the race. No points were awarded, but Schumacher won the championship. Some people believe that it was an accident, while others believe that Schumacher did it on purpose just to win the title. A lot of people vilify Schumacher, but as time went on, he became a face character and is considered to be one of the best F1 drivers of all time. Number 3, the technology. It's understandable that watching cars going round and round is boring, but go beyond that and you will be shocked. The technology involved the F1 is really mind-boggling. Basically, a normal F1 car is nothing short of a computer. The only difference is that the cars can go up to 350 miles per hour and go around corners that actually defies the laws of gravity. That's not even the tip of the iceberg. The engineers are geniuses. On average, engineers collect up to 30 terabytes of data from an F1 car via sensors, which are located in the brakes, engines, transmission, tires, steering, and body. In comparison, an average F1 car has over 200 sensors, while on average, a mid sedan has 60 to 70 sensors. On race day, data is sent in real time to the strategists at the pit wall and back into the constructors' factories. From there, they crunch the numbers to outwit their rivals via the perfect strategy. It's insane. Coming in at number 4, history and stats. The history of F1 has been prestigious and tragic. Sadly, there has been many drivers in F1 perishing during races, most recently with Jules Bianchi. The United Kingdom has the most fatalities in terms of nationality. It's a constant reminder that F1 is indeed a very fun sport, but it is also one of the most dangerous sports on this planet. And coming in at number 5, it's different. It's different but unique. There's no ball, there's no bats, no courts. It's just a racetrack and supercars and computers. You can compare it to NASCAR all you want, but it's nothing like NASCAR.
In Las Vegas, victory lane for Fox Television. Ricky Bobby, today's big winner. Heck of a win for you today, but it seems as if you either win or crash the car trying to win.
Well, Dak, here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
Well, that is my reasons why you should watch Formula 1. Do you agree with my reasons? Let me know on social media on Twitter @Kenny_sports and on Instagram @KennyTheSportsGuy. Again, on Twitter @Kenny_sports and on Instagram @KennyTheSportsGuy. For future and past episodes, head on over to Anchor FM, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Breaker. Also, I have a brand new website called Kenny the Sports Guy, which you can access by www.kennthesportsguy.com. It's brand new. You should really check it out. Until the next episode, see ya, and I hope you stay safe and healthy.
Kenny the Sports Guy Podcast.